your number one news and talk station.
Dr. Kevin Winter is from UCT's Future Water Institute, joining me on the line from Cape Town. Kevin, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa, and thanks for having me.
We cannot reiterate enough the importance of you and me consuming responsibly the amount of water that we have access to. Otherwise, we will hit that day zero.
Africa, you're absolutely right. And unfortunately, that it's come down to this as the one means that we have of trying to control our consumption and avert that day zero. It's absolutely crucial. This is a disaster ahead of us. And plans that are being put in place right now are going to be extremely difficult in terms of the disaster arrangement plans are going to be difficult to carry out. They're at a massive scale. We've never been down here before in this direction. So it's absolutely crucial that we do whatever we can to avert that. And whatever's happened in the past is going to have to be put aside for the moment in terms of focusing on this absolutely crucial D-Day, as it were, that we are facing.
Now, the reason we invited you onto the show, there are two press briefings happening today. One, the Minister of Water and Sanitation, Nomvula Mokonyane, is going to be addressing the Cape Town Press Club at Kelvin Grove at 10:30, no doubt saying that this is what national government has done in the provision of water for Cape Town, and Cape Town needs to come to the party. At the same time, the City of Cape Town is going to be having a press conference mapping out its water disaster plan and probably accusing national government of not doing enough regarding the provision of water. So let's understand, what is the purview and responsibility of national government, the National Department of Sanitation and Water, in the provision of water to the people of Cape Town, and what is the responsibility and purview of the City of Cape Town?
Well, the Department of Water and Sanitation operates within its mandate, which is the National Water Act. And generally, and within the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, means that everyone has the right to an environment that's not helpful, harmful rather, to their health or well-being. And so that role is, yes, it's about supply, but it's also about promoting conservation of water, managing water, conserving water, dealing with ecological degradation and pollution and so on. So the powers within the Department of Water and Sanitation are wide-ranging. And here's one of the things about water, too. It's not like electricity when it flows down a conduit and you can switch on and off a switch. You have to work with an integrated water balance, and it's from when it falls from the sky into a catchment area. Catchment areas have got to be properly managed. The supply within the that is catching that water is a function of the Department of Water and Sanitation. And then that water is sold, in the case of Cape Town, to the municipality for distribution and revenue collection and so forth. But it doesn't absolve the Department of Water and Sanitation from assisting, supporting, managing, conserving, and dealing with the things that I've said earlier on in terms of the National Water Act. So the integration is really crucial, and we seem to be missing this because we're placing different levels of government and separating those powers from each other. It's an integrated function, and I think that's what's disturbing us a great deal. And then there's the Water Services Act, which is where the support is given by national to support the municipalities across the country. And the mandate for that in the Constitution is really around that crucial statement in the Bill of Rights, that everyone has the right to have access to sufficient water and supply. In other words, national government has to make sure that these two very important Bill of Rights are being carried out equitably across the country, that we have a right to access to sufficient water and food, and that the access to that water and to other rights is not harmful to the environment and not harmful to our health and well-being. And therefore, we need to bring this national and provincial and local to the party, because these are integrated functions.
I wish that the City of Cape Town had declared an intergovernmental dispute a year ago when it comes to this water situation, when they were already frustrated back then, obviously, with the level of responsiveness, if you like, from the National Department of Water and Sanitation. We are sitting in the situation where we are in now, 74 days away from day zero. And I do know that you think we have ways of averting that, and I'll explore that in a moment or two, Kevin. But we are 74 days away from day zero. What do you think can and should be done by the National Department of Water and Sanitation right now, and what can and should be done by the City of Cape Town right now to make sure that people of Cape Town don't get to realize day zero one day?
Well, firstly, I think that the intergovernment conversation is an important one, and let's not kid ourselves. That has, from what I understand, has happened a number of times. And I certainly know that that was a conversation that was held last year. And so we have to really ask ourselves, why is there so little traction around that? Is it about capacity? Is it about financial means? Is it about leadership? Those are all key things that may well be stumbling blocks or whatever's in our way to try and create that improved conversation. And unfortunately, by the way, we are looking at a situation in which the finances of the Department of Water and Sanitation are severely constrained. They have a very low measure of the National Treasury's budget, and they've just come through last year, in fact, since 2013, eight other provinces that have experienced drought, severe droughts, which really has taken that national budget for them, and each one of those years since 2013 directed it entirely to different drought strategies and drought support. And here is one extra province now added to it, which is experiencing severe drought. And so there is certainly a financial issue, but it's more than just that. And so there is concerning in terms of what you raise around how we bring together, for whatever reason, there might have been some delays or some inaction in terms of those intergovernment conversations.
And then you are seeing positive signs that we may not realize day zero on the 12th of April, as is anticipated by the City of Cape Town. What are those positive signs, Kevin?
Well, let me say these are signs to watch, and they are possibilities that should happen or could happen to avert the day zero. And the first one is the new water restrictions that will kick in from the 1st of February. They are directed towards bringing each individual's water consumption and use down to 50 litres. So that's important. There's also a tariff that is now extremely punitive on any users who exceed the tariff structure. So those, the actual legislation restrictions will help. The second area that I mentioned in terms of the sign is that the agricultural sector is, their taps are going to be turned off as of the end of January or soon after that. Their allocation of water for their catchments has been achieved, as it were. And so that is a small amount of water from where we share dams with the City of Cape Town. And as I've said, the agriculture sector really is giving a gift to the city in this way. But for many farmers, it's absolutely tragic. And there is, for me, the first national tragedy of what is happening to our agricultural sector in the West Cape right now. There are a couple of other things. It's going to rain. It does rain. We have no idea whether it's going to rain sufficiently to be able to take us through into the more substantial winter rainfall come mid-June, July, somewhere around about there, we hope. I've cast people's minds back to 2005 in April, when we had a very similar situation here in the Western Cape, where our dams were down to 26% in terms of our volume of stored water. We didn't have the Berg River Dam at that stage either, and we were in dire straits, and we had a downfall of rain in April that certainly helped us through. And then there are just two other signs, obviously. One is that there are new projects coming online, and we don't know how much they're able to contribute right now. We'll probably only know, at least in terms of the aquifer abstraction, we'll only know that in the course of March. And we can't rely on that. And then the last thing, it's a really important one for me, and that's the building of trust. And we've been through all sorts of swings in terms of where the communication and how the communication message is being delivered. And what I'm increasingly trying to enable the focus to be placed upon what is happening on the ground, what do the numbers look like, what is the technical and engineering management of this current crisis. And as those numbers become increasingly available to us, and they are, it gives us increasing confidence that we're in a management phase right now, and we do our level best to make sure that we avert day zero through the projects that have been put in place.
Dr. Kevin Winter, thank you very much as always for your insights. He's from the UCT's Future Water Institute.